FinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here, your guide through the wild world of dopamine, addiction, and reclaiming your focus. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions? Like there's a giant missing sign hanging over your life? You know that feeling when everything feels empty? We've all been there. And for those navigating recovery from addiction, finding that sense of purpose and meaning can feel like searching for a needle in a haystack. But trust me, it's not only possible, it's absolutely essential for building a truly fulfilling life. Today, we are diving deep into this crucial aspect of recovery, finding your fire again after addiction. We'll explore 5 key takeaways that can help you rediscover your passions, reconnect with your values, and build a future filled with purpose and joy. First things first, let's acknowledge the elephant in the room. Addiction changes things. It can shake your core beliefs, disrupt your relationships, and leave you feeling lost and uncertain. It's like that time you went on a wild adventure, got swept away by the moment, only to realize later that you've wandered miles off course and have no idea how to get back home. But guess what? You can find your way back. And even more importantly, this experience can be a catalyst for growth and transformation. Second, rediscovering your passions is like lighting a fire within. Think about the things that used to excite you, the activities that made time fly by. Maybe it was painting, playing music, volunteering, or simply spending time in nature. Don't dismiss these interests because they feel too small or not serious enough. They hold the key to reigniting your spark and reminding you of what truly matters. Remember, finding purpose isn't about grandeur, it's about aligning your actions with your values and finding joy in the journey. Third, connect with your support system. This is crucial, whether it's family, friends, or fellow recovery groups. These are the people who have walked alongside you through the toughest times and will continue to celebrate your triumphs. Sharing your experiences, vulnerabilities, and aspirations can create a sense of belonging and remind you that you're not alone on this path. Think of them as your cheerleaders, your compass, and your grounding force. Fourth, remember self-care is not selfish, it's essential. Just like an airplane needs to refuel before taking off again, you need time and space to recharge, process, and grow. Engage in activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul, whether it's meditation, yoga, journaling, or simply spending time outdoors. Taking care of yourself is not a luxury, it's an investment in your well-being and your ability to thrive. Finally, embrace the power of small steps. You don't have to overhaul your entire life overnight. Start by setting achievable goals, celebrating your progress, and learning from setbacks. Every step forward, no matter how small, is a victory worth acknowledging. Remember, recovery is not a destination, it's a journey filled with twists and turns, but ultimately, it leads you to a place of greater self-awareness, resilience, and purpose. Let me share a real-life example. Imagine Sarah, who struggled with substance abuse for years. After finally entering rehab, she felt lost and directionless. But Sarah discovered her love for art therapy. She started painting again, expressing her emotions through vibrant colors and abstract shapes. This creative outlet gave her a sense of purpose and allowed her to heal in a way she never felt possible. Through art, Sarah found her voice, rediscovered her passions, and rebuilt her life with meaning and intention. We've covered a lot today: finding your fire, connecting with your support system, practicing self-care, and embracing small steps. Remember, purpose is not something you find, it's something you create. You are the architect of your own destiny. So, what will you do next? Take one of these takeaways and make it a reality today. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform to help spread the message. And most importantly, keep shining your light. Until tomorrow, stay focused, stay motivated, and keep chasing that purpose-driven life. You've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.